A federal bankruptcy judge in Detroit has ruled that the city is eligible for Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy protection. Judge Stephen Rhodes also surprised some when he ruled that the city's pensions can be cut.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
Word of that decision spread quickly among a group of protesters outside the federal courthouse in Detroit.
That would hurt me greatly if he cuts that pension of mine.
Sylvester Davis retired from the city a few years ago after working for the water department for 27 years.
I rely on it like I did my job, because we were made a promise when I first started. And that's what I worked for.
City employee unions have argued that Michigan's constitution protects public pensions. Judge Stephen Rhodes says those protections don't apply in federal bankruptcy court. But he also said he won't necessarily agree to a plan that calls for pension cuts.
Almost hinting that he's going to be a little bit tougher on the justification as to why the pensions have to be impaired.
That's John Pato. He's a bankruptcy expert at the University of Michigan. Pato says while Judge Rhodes did decide the city qualifies for bankruptcy protection, he admonished the city for its poor efforts to broker a deal with creditors, including unions.
He basically said, I think the city has played around a bit by saying they're negotiating, but they weren't really negotiating in good faith.
From the bench, Rhodes said good faith negotiations were impossible in the face of a deepening financial crisis and mounting legal challenges. And Pato says the judge also had some criticism for the unions.
And said, and by the way, you guys, you didn't really negotiate at all. You basically said, we have a constitutional protection, and that's it. And you crossed your arms, and you said, we're not going to budge from that.
Like a lot of observers, Pato did not expect Rhodes to rule on the pension question this early in the case. Rhodes said from the bench that deciding the issue now would mean a speedier resolution. Pato says he thinks Judge Rhodes is trying to push the parties toward a settlement so he won't have to force one on them.
He wants them to get to yes. And so just like a really good mediator will sit down with the parties and scare the pants off them about the weaknesses in their position to try to get them to move, right, to unsettle them, he's kind of doing a little bit of that from the bench.
Minutes after the hearing ended, a press conference got underway at Detroit City Hall, and the man who took Detroit into bankruptcy court stepped up to the podium.
We have some heavy work ahead of us.
Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, says he hopes to submit a restructuring plan to the court by the first week of January. But he says adjusting the city's debts and improving services are going to be tall orders even with restructuring. And he urged patience.
One of the things we need to do is to recognize first and foremost that we've been marching our way here for 60 years. That's two generations. It's going to take some time for us to dig ourselves out of this predicament and out of this situation citywide. It's a lot of city.
Orr says some demonstration projects to fix broken streetlights and clean up blight should give people a glimpse into what Detroit can look like. Meanwhile, the city's biggest union has filed a motion to appeal Judge Rhodes' ruling. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.